Hello, everybody, and welcome to this walkthrough of Psycho Strike from www.vgstudios.com. This particular game is a bit of a mixed bag. This time, it's a mix between a first-person shooter and RPG, which is a role-playing game, and an adventure game, creating a very unique type of gaming experience. This game is self-voicing, but it is not free. It is $24.95, and to be honest with you, it is worth the money. I bought it, and it is well worth your dollar. I have a couple of different characters ongoing in this game, but for the purposes of this demo, we are going to create a whole new character. So we start from ground zero. The controls are very simple to use, and they are easy to learn. Before we get started, I'd like to let you know that this game does employ violence. And if you are averse to violence or have other medical conditions that preclude you from playing this game, do not even play the demo. You must be 16 years of age or older or have parental consent to play this game. Why the fuck would your parents give you permission to play this game if you're under the age of 16? I have no fucking clue. But if they do, hey, whatever. I know VG Studios is responsible for your sanity if you decide to kill yourself. Please don't kill yourself. That would be very bad. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, enjoy the game, don't kill yourself. It's a game, people. If you have any moral issues against this game, well, again, kindly go that way, if you please. I'm going to stop yakking and we're going to get started with this game. I am using AT&T mic for this game. So we're going to fire it up, and because I have a mixer, you're not going to hear my speech as I go and find the game, which I have now done. Oops. Well, I will be able to... Let's... There we go. I have now found the game. We're going to load it, and as soon as it loads, I'm going to immediately hit enter to skip the intro because it is rather loud. So here we go.
Main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to navigate, then press enter. New game.
That may be a little fast for some, so I'm going to quickly go up arrow to...
Speaker. Configure options.
Configure options.
So I can set game audio volume. Text-to-speech selection menu.
And then we're
press
going
up and
to
down to change
hit...
the currently used voice. Press left and right to adjust the current rate. Press V and Shift V to increase and decrease the volume. And press left bracket and right bracket to adjust pitch.
So we're going to hit left arrow.
Rate 5. Rate 4. Rate 5. Rate 4. Rate 5.
We're sitting at rate 5. Its default rate is...
Rate. Rate 2.
Oops.
Rate 0.
That's just default, so we're going to go up
rate,
to...
Rate 3. Rate 4. Rate 5. Rate 4.
We're going to use rate 4.
Select an option. Configure text-to-speech voice.
That's fine. We're going to hit escape.
Main menu. Use your up and down arrow key. New game.
Hit control to stop speech. Now, control does work. Most self-voicing games that are self-voicing or that use TTS don't allow you to push control. This one does. So, what we're going to do is we're going to hit down arrow.
Load game.
Above that, we have...
New game.
This time, we're going to go down.
Load game.
And again.
Speaker test.
We'll hit that to make sure your headphones are positioned right before you start playing.
Left. Right.
Main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to navigate, then press enter. New game.
If you heard that in the opposite ears, then it should have been left should have come from your left, and right should have come from your right. From your right. Excuse me. If you did not hear it in that order, then you need to change your headphone alignment. We're going to hit up arrow.
Exit Psycho Strike.
No, we're not. We're going to hit down arrow.
New game.
That's what we want in this case because I want to start from scratch. We're going to hit enter.
Choose a save slot to save to. Slot 1.
I'm going to go down to slot 3 because my first two slots are taken over by characters.
Slot 2. Slot 3.
Here we go.
Character creation screen. Press tab and shift tab to navigate between the various fields.
We're going to hit tab.
Gender list box. Male.
Sure, male. Why not?
First name text field.
And we're going to call me...
Capital S. H-A-E. Last name.
And we'll type my last name. And hit
tab. Box. 16.
We'll make myself...
18.
18 for the fun of it. We'll hit enter.
Okay button.
Or we'll hit tab, then enter.
Loading. Please wait.
You You are at a party. For reasons only known to you, you decide to wreak havoc on the revelers. Game paused. Resume game.
I hit the P key to pause the game really quickly, so that I can show you, explain the controls. Right and left arrow walk you right and left. Spacebar is your shoot command, or your weapon using. Hang on.
Game paused. Okay. Resume game.
Up arrow is your jump command. And your number keys circulate through your weapons. So, now normally, on the very left of the of each area is a door that you can go through to exit a level once you've got what you wanted or you're starting to die too much. In this case, there is not, because we need to kill these people. You have to kill 10 different people. So, what we're going to do is we're going to start walking right. Once we hear a centered person... Well, actually, no. First, I'm going to hit 2. Then I'm going to start walking, because 2 is going to stop my knife. Then I'm going to start walking right. Once a person is centered, I'm going to hit the spacebar and kill them. Waha. That is what's going to happen. So let's make that happen.
Knife.
Here comes the person. Let's get him. Right here.
Jim Davidson picked up one catch. Shane 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 Davidson picked up 2 catch. Shane Davidson picked up 1 catch. Shane Davidson has leveled up to level 2. Shane's stats are now 138 health, 8 strength, and 9 defense, and so, thus begins your life as an outlaw. Homicide of 10 civilians isn't exactly legal, after all. In fact, in this area, the death penalty is still administered to criminals such as yourself. Well, since you're an outlaw, might as well make it fun, right? You decide that you want to start your own gang. But you need some sort of objective for your gang to accomplish. What is your gang's goal? Collect a certain amount of money.
So what we're going to do is we're going to, in this case, we're going to...
kill a certain number of people.
No.
Collect a certain amount of money.
That's what I want. In this case, we're gonna press enter.
How much money do you aim to obtain? Minimum is 10,000. Maximum is 1 million.
In this case, we want 10,000.
1,000,000.
And we'll press enter.
Select an action. Go on a mission.
I'm going to hit P for pause for a second.
Game paused. Resume game.
I've paused it because then time stops and everything. Now, we're in the main base menu. You have lots of options here. We're going to quickly go through them as we go. Now, what I found is you need medkits. Medkits are very important in this game because they do help you a lot. You also need food. Now, if you're playing the demo, please be aware that you can only play through the first 7 levels and you cannot save. Once again, the demo only permits the first 7 levels in their entirety, and the ability to save is not there. With that said, let's quickly take a quick troll through the main menu. We'll hit P. Unpauses the game. Also remember the C key, which tells you...
10 cash.
And then hit V... F, sorry?
100 food.
That's how much food you have in your base. So, we're gonna go... We're sitting on...
Go on a mission.
Go on a mission. So we'll go down through this menu.
Manage characters.
That's where all your characters list. You can get lots of character statistics, etc. through that menu. We'll go down.
Manage weaponry.
That's, of course, precisely what it is. You can equip and unequip weapons, see which weapons you have, etc.
Manage items.
Items are med kits, ammo clips, etc.
Manage armor.
Armor, things like shields.
Visit the black market.
The black market is where you can buy at least 1 shield, and you can also buy pistol and revolver ammo, depending on what level you are.
Save game.
This is only available in the full version. Save game allows you to save your data.
Configure options.
Configure options allows you to configure TTS, game volume, and, of course, the adult language section, which I have on by default.
Exit Psycho Strike.
That, of course, does exactly what it says. It exits Psycho Strike. We'll go down.
Go on a mission.
Oh, yes. And since we're back at going on a mission, three of the missions are not available. The factory, the casino, and the bar are not available in the demo as well. You can play this game any way you like. In my case, we need medkits. So we'll hit enter.
Select a mission. The weapon shop.
No, we'll stay out of there for right now.
The bank.
You can go to the bank and get cash. I will show you that here in a second.
The prison.
That's where you break out people. You can break out other. You can break people out and create your gang, as it were.
The hospital.
That's where you get medkits from the hospital.
The bar.
You can get other things to stun people with, bottles, etc.
The casino.
You can get drugs from the casino. I don't like playing with drugs because they break my game flow.
The factory.
The factory is where you can get, I believe it's bombs at the factory. I have not yet been in here yet, but maybe we'll go in there together to play in there.
The farm.
Where you get food from the farm. That is where you get food. So we'll go down.
Go back.
And there's the go back to main menu. So what we're going to do is we're going to go down until we find the hospital.
The weapon, the bank, the prison, the hospital.
And we'll press enter.
Select the people to take with you for the battle. Shane Davidson, unchecked, level 2. Current health, 138. Maximum health, 138. Current strength, 8. Current defense, 9.
Okay, so we're going to hit. Now, you check off your characters by hitting the space bar. So we'll hit space.
Checked.
And since I'm the only one in this menu right now, that's all there is to it. So we're going to hit enter. And here we go. Now, there's my door on my left. That's how you get out. So we're going to hit right. We're going to. You can always jump with up arrow and tapping right. It allows you to jump. Since he took my med kit.
Shane Davidson.
And there's the
cash.
Police.
Shane Davidson picked up one cash.
Leave me alone!
Shane Davidson picked up one cash.
And you just keep killing. Hit H for health.
Shane has 100 health. Now that 138 health. Shane Davidson picked up one cash. Shane has 98 out of 138.
I only have 98 health.
Shane Davidson picked up two cash.
How do we get out of the level? We're gonna get out of the level with shift enter.
Shane Davidson has leveled up to level 3. Shane's stats are now 157 health, 10 strength, and 11 defense. Select an action. Go on a mission.
So, basically, there was a medkit farther down on the right-hand side, but I couldn't get to it. I was too far away from it, and my health was dropping too fast. Now, you can always jump. I purposely didn't, but you can always jump through these levels and avoid being hit. This is why medkits are so important. It's because you need them to survive. So what we're going to do is we're going to hit enter.
Manage characters.
We'll hit enter.
Select a person from the list. Shane Davidson, level 3. Go back. Shane Davidson, level 3.
That's what I want. We'll hit enter. Actually, no, we don't. We want to hit H for health.
Shane has 137 out of 157 health.
As you're in the base, your health slowly rises. Hit H again.
Shane has 147 out of 157 health.
So we raise about 10 health, looks like every second or so. And now that we've basically gotten up to...
Shane has 157 out of 157 health.
Yep, we're now at full health again. We're going to try for medkits again.
Select an exit. Go on a mission.
Actually, no, we're not.
Select a go back.
I'm going to show you the farm.
The farm.
Because your character or your gang members need food. So let's go get some food.
Select the people to go back. Shane checked.
This is the same menu. Hit it. We need to kill goats. That is the goal, is to kill goats.
Nice.
And so we'll go.
Shane Davidson picked up 65 food. Shane Davidson picked up 42 food. Shane Davidson picked up 58
food. Stop where you are. This is the police.
I'm jumping back towards the door. I've now found the door.
Shane Davidson has leveled up to level 4. Shane's stats are now 175 health, 12 strength, and 13 defense. Select an action. Go on a mission.
So that's why you're doing. You're fighting and looting to create, to meet your game's goal. Whether it's to kill a certain amount of people.
19 total kills. 16 cash.
Or to collect as much cash as you want. So let's go through the rest of these areas.
265 food.
We've got plenty of food, so we're going to...
Select the bank.
We need more cash. Let's go to the bank.
Select the people. Go back. Checked.
This is the same menu all around, so we're just going to... Now I'm going to jump and hit right, because what we're looking for are the vaults, which are farther in.
Knife.
I always seem to hit 2 to make sure that I am where I need to be. And I'm hitting up arrow and drumming on right arrow, which jumps me through the level. We're now in front of the vault. Let's hit it. And you simply drum on the space bar until the thing breaks. So here we go.
And 37 cash.
And I'm just gonna run down the bank here.
Shane has 143 out of 175 health. Shane Davidson picked up 23 cash.
And we're just gonna break this one open too.
Shane has 143 out of 175 health.
And we're getting our butts beat, so we're gonna bail out of here.
Shane has 170 out of 175 health.
This is the police!
As you can tell, if you stay in the air, you don't get hit.
Hands on the back of your head, this is the police!
That's the bank.
Select an action. Go on a mission.
That's the bank. We'll hit C.
388 cash.
And you heard that Morse code noise. That means there is something important in the log to read. How do you access the log? Hit the end key on your keyboard.
Shane Davidson is starting to suffer due to lack of food.
So he needs food. How do we feed him?
Manage characters. Select a person from the list. Go back. Shane Davidson, level 4. Select an action. Give Shane Davidson food.
That's what I want, Hannah.
How much food would you like to give Shane Davidson?
I'm gonna hit 10.
You currently have 265 food in the base, and he has 1 food. Use the number keys to specify.
We'll type 10.
1, 0. Successfully gave Shane Davidson 10 food. Select an action. Give Shane Davidson food.
Hit escape.
Select a person from the list.
And
Shane
again.
David. Select an action. Go on a...
And again. Okay, so we're back at the main menu. With go on a mission. Now, we also got another knife, so let's go down.
Manage weaponry. What would you like to do? Equip hand on equip on trash web on select a per go ship. Select one of the slots in your arsenal to modify. Slot 2, knife. Power 2. Slot 3, empty.
What? We picked up a knife over in there. Let's see if it's got any more power than what we've got. So we hit up arrow.
Slot 2, knife. Power 2.
It's powered 2. Let's see what the other knife is.
Select on it. Go back. On knife 1. The knife was successfully equipped to Shane Davidson. Select one of slot 2, knife. Power 1.
The knife was less powerful, so we're going to swap it out again.
The knife was successfully equipped to
there
Shane Davidson. Select one of the go back. Slot 2, knife. Power 2.
So the knife power 2 is the biggest. It is... I got that switch by hitting enter twice. So we're going to hit escape a couple times.
Select a what would you like to do? On equip all, equip hand on equip weapons. Select an action. Manage carrot. Go on a mission.
So we've shown you the bank, the hospital. Let's go and get a better weapon, or try to.
Select a mission. The bank. The weapon shop.
That's what I want, Hidden there.
Select the people to take. Go back. Checked.
You'll recognize this menu from previously? Here we go. We're waiting for the guy that has the gun. We need to center him and keep him centered and kill him.
Knife.
So. Something to our left.
Shane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge.
It's a pistol cartridge, so we're gonna...
Shane Davidson picked up a knife, a pistol cartridge, and three cash. Shane Davidson picked up a knife. Shane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge and one cash. Shane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge.
No, I'm not.
Shane Davidson picked up a knife. Shane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge and two cash. Shane Davidson
Stop,
picked up
police.
A pistol cartridge.
We somehow... What's our health at?
Shane has 128 out of 175 health. Police. Shane Davidson
Drop
picked up a pistol
weapon.
Cartridge.
We can't seem to get the pistol because he ran out already, so we're gonna bail out of here. Someone else picked it up for me.
Shane Davidson has leveled up to level 5. Shane's stats are now 194 health, 14 strength, and 15 defense. Select an action.
Okay,
go on
so
mission.
Since...
394 cash.
Now what happened there was, as you can tell, other people can pick up your items. So what happened there, I suspect, is I killed the guy with the pistol, he got away, or someone else picked up the item and I couldn't figure out who did it. So what we're going to do...
Shane has 148 out of 194 health. Select
go let him, we're going to let him heal. And then we are going to try that again and see if we can get the pistol one more time before we move on to the next next section of the game.
Shane has 178 out of 194 health.
I found that out by hitting down arrow to manage, enter, and then H because I was already highlighted on my own character. Hit H again.
Shane has 194 out of 194 health.
Good. We've got enough. Let's just
go on a mission. 394 cash.
Oh, before I forget, let's go to the black market really quickly.
Configure. Save game. Visit the black market. Select the item you would like. Steel shield. 9 defense. 297 cash.
Now, I want this thing because it does help in certain situations. So we're going to hit enter.
How many of this item would go back? 1. Successfully purchased 1 steel shield for 297 cash.
I've bought
Select
it.
The item you would like to buy. Pistol cartridge. 8 cash.
Back at it with escape.
Select an action. Go on a mission.
So we're going to quickly equip this item, and of course, you probably figured out where we do that. We do that from the Manage Armor menu, so let's go find that menu option.
Exit cycle. Visit. Manage Armor.
That's where I want to be.
What do you want to do? Trash arm. Equip and unequip armor. Select a purse. Go back. Please select the type of armor you wish to equip. Go back. Steel shield. 1. Select the armor you wish to equip to Shane Davidson. Steel shield. 9 defense. The steel shield has been equipped to Shane Davidson. Select a person from the list. Shane Davidson.
That's what I'm going to hit escape.
Shane Davidson, level 5. What do you want to do? Equip and unequip armor. Select an action. Go on a mission.
And we're about to go on a mission with the shield equipped. So let's go
Select
enter.
A mission. The bank. The weapon shop.
Let's try the weapon shop one more time.
Select the people to take with. Go. Shane Davidson. Checked. Knife. Medkit.
Keep him centered and keep killing him.
Drop your weapons!
Shane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge.
The shield does help.
Shane Davidson picked up a knife and two cash. Kane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge.
And then since we have nobody attacking us...
Shane has 136 out of 194 health. Shane Davidson picked up a knife. Shane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge.
No, I'm not.
Shane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge.
Put your weapons down. Hands on your head.
Shane Davidson picked up a knife.
Put your hands above your head.
With your hands up.
I'm coming in. This is the police. The police.
Shane Davidson picked up a pistol cartridge.
The shield does help.
Shane Davidson has leveled up to level 7. Shane's stats are now 232 health, 18 strength, and 19 defense. Select an action. Go on a mission.
So, we somehow can't get that silly pistol. You will eventually get it. But I'd like to share some of the other areas, so...
Shane has 84 out of 232 health. Shane Davidson, levels. Select an action. Go on a mission.
Got my butt beat in that case. So we're just waiting till I heal.
Manage characters. Shane has 104 out of 232. Select an action. Go on a mission.
What we're going to do is we're going to pause until we are healthy again. So hang
on.
Go
on a mission.
And via the modern methods of technology, I am now officially healed. So.
Manage. Go on a mission. Manage character. Select. Shane has 232 out of 232 health.
They.
Shane Davidson. Level 7.
There you go.
Select. Exit. Go on.
So we visited the farm. We visited the weapons shop. We visited the bank.
Select a mission. The weapon shop.
We're having a problem getting that pistol. But for now, since this is a walkthrough, and we're going to show you all the areas. We're going to go down.
The bank.
No, we've been there.
The prison.
Let's go see if we can break somebody out.
Select. Go. Shane. Check. Knife.
Switch to the knife.
Pistol cartridge, 12. Medkit.
There are 12 pistol cartridges, which we can't do anything with anyway.
There,
wooden door. We break it like we broke the... Just like the vault, we beat it with a knife.
Shane has 206 out of 232 health. Shane has 202 out of 232 health.
Here's the second wooden door. We're gonna take him out too.
Shane Davidson, good job. No, we can't. Shane has 150 out of 232 health. Shane has 187 out of 232 health. Shane Davidson, good job. Shane has 173 out of 232 health. Shane Davidson picked up 2 knives and 6 cash.
Put your hands in the air!
Since we're getting our butts beat...
Shane has 137 out of 232 health.
We broke 2 people out of the prison, so let's go back. There we go.
Shane Davidson has leveled up to level 8. Shane's stats are now 250 health, 20 strength, and 20 defense. Select an action. Go on a mission.
So, basically, now this is where the demo would end, so if you're playing the demo, well, this is where you'd be told, I'm done. But since I own the game, we can carry on. Let's go see who we picked up.
Manage characters. Select a Thelma Gray, level 1. Emily Carr, level 1.
Not very good characters, I can say. But we do have some knives. Let's give them all...
Give them equip and unequip weapons. Select slot 2, empty. Slot 1, fists, slot. Select the weapon to place in weapon slot 2, knife, 11. Go back.
We have 11 knives. Let's give her one.
The knife was successfully equipped to Thelma Gray. Select slot 2, knife, power, 1.
That's fine. She's got a knife, so that means she's got fists and a knife.
Select and give Thelma Gray equip and unequip weapon. Select a person. Thelma Gray. Emily Khan. Thelma Gray, level 1.
Let's hit E here.
Thelma Gray expects no cash.
So E is what each character is expected to be paid after each mission. So we're gonna go down.
Emily Carr. Select and give Emily.
We'll give her a weapon.
Select slot 2.
Since we have 10 more knives.
Select go back. Knife 10. You have more than one knife. Select go knife power 3. Knife. Power, 2. The knife was successfully equipped to Emily Carr. Select one of the slots in your...
Actually,
slot 1. Fists. Power, 1.
Since we've got a knife with power 3, let's...
Select that. Give Emily Carr... Pay. So, go back. Tell me... So, give... Give that... Select slot 2. Knife. So, go on equip the knife and... Knife. 9. You have more than... Go. Knife. Power, 3. The knife was successfully equipped to Thelma Gray.
We
select one of the slots.
We switched over to the third knife with the higher power, so she's got a more powerful knife, so we're okay there. Now we're gonna...
Select an action. Select a person from the list. Shane, select an action.
That makes changes to the select person menu as well. So let's show you how that works.
Manage characters. So Thelma...
Make sure that all our characters are healthy.
Thelma has 98 out of 98 health. Emily has 90 out of 90 health. Shane has 250 out of 250 health. Select an exit psychos. Go on a mission.
Alright, so what we're gonna do...
Select a mission. The bank. The prison. The hospital.
We've been to the prison, we've been to the hospital, we've been to the bank, we've been to the weapons shop.
The bar.
Let's go to the bar. Next.
Select the people to take with you for the battle. Shane Davidson. Unchecked. Level 8. Current health. 250. Maximum health. 250. Current strength. 20. Current defense. 29. Thelma Gray. Unchecked. Level 1. Current health. 98. Maximum health. 98. Current strength. 7. Current defense. 5. Emily Carr, unchecked, level 1, current health, 90, maximum health, 90, current strength, 5, current defense, 4.
So they're not very good characters at this point, so we're going to take these lower characters on a trip to the bar.
Thelma Gray, unchecked, checked, Emily Carr, unchecked, checked.
We're going to leave my higher level character here, because the highest level character is the highest level of fighting you'll have to do. So these are guys at level 1, we need to level them up a little bit, so we're going to hit enter.
Select the character you would like to control. Press up and down to navigate and enter to select. Thelma Gray.
This menu does not appear if you've only got one selected. You have to control at least one at these lower levels. So, we're going to pick...
Emily Carr.
Sure, why not? Let's go. We're going to...
You got something to say?
Thelma Gray picked up one cash. Thelma Gray picked up one cash. Thelma Gray picked up a glass bottle. Thelma Gray picked up one cash. 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 Thelma Gray picked up two cash. Thelma Gray picked up one cash. Emily Carr picked up a glass bottle.
We're gonna
Thelma Gray picked up two cash.
You can tell whose is whose, so we're gonna.
Emily Carr picked up a glass bottle.
We'll take this guy out for the fun of it.
Emily Carr picked up two cash. Thelma Gray picked up a glass bottle.
And we're gonna bail out of here now.
Thelma Gray has leveled up to level 2. Thelma's stats are now 114 health, 8 strength, and 7 defense. For this mission, Thelma Gray wants 10 cash and Emily Carr wants 10 cash. Select an action. Go on a mission.
So now we gotta pay our people.
121 cash.
We have 121 cash. Let's go down.
Manage characters.
Manage.
Select a person. Thelma Gray, level 2.
She expects 10 cash. I try to give them more than they ask for to try and keep them loyal. So.
Select and give Thelma Gray food. Pay Thelma Gray for her services. How much money do you wish to pay? 1. 5.
I'll pay her 15.
You are giving Thelma Gray 15 cash when she only requires 10 cash. Are you sure you wish to give this much cash?
I'm gonna say yes.
Successfully paid Thelma Gray 15 cash. Select pay Thelma Gray for select a person.
We've paid her.
Emily Carr, level 1.
Need to pay her as well, so we're gonna hit enter.
Select and give Emily Carr food. Pay Emily how much money? 1. 5. You are giving. Today's Tuesday. May. Yes.
You can't use Y in that case. Y tells you the date.
No. Yes.
Wait, yes?
Successfully paid Emily Carr 15 cash. Select an action. Pay Emily Carr for her. Select a person from. Select an action. Go on a mission.
So, I need more cash because I only have.
91 cash.
And.
255 food.
So, we need more cash.
Go on a mission.
So, we need to quickly go to the bank before we start showing you the other areas of this game.
So, the prison. The bank. Select. Emily Carr. Shane. Check.
And we're just gonna go and.
Knife. Shane Davidson, and picked up 4 cash.
I'm gonna take out some more of these guys.
Shane has 221 out of 250 health. Shane Davidson picked up 27 cash. Shane Davidson picked up 57 cash. Shane Davidson picked up 23 cash.
This is it, please. Put your hands up.
No.
Shane has 202 out of 250 health.
This is the police.
I picked up more cash because I need to pay my people.
Shane Davidson has leveled up to level 9. Shane's stats are now 269 health, 22 strength, and 22 defense. Select an action. Go on a mission.
We've got two important messages. Let's hit end.
Emily Carr is starting to suffer due to lack of food. Thelma Gray is starting to suffer due to lack of food.
They need food, so we're gonna feed them like we fed my character.
Manage characters. Select Thelma Gray. Select give Thelma Gray. How much food? 0. Successfully gave Thelma Gray 10 food. So give Thelma Gray. Thelma Gray. Emily Carr. Select give Emily. How much? 1. 0. Successfully gave Emily Carr 10 food. Select an act. Pay M. Select a person. Select an 235 food.
We
go
have
on a mission.
We have 235 food. That's fine.
Matt. Select. Shane has 241 out of 269 health. Select go on a mission.
We let our characters, do their thing. Let's take Emily quickly to grab some more food, because we need more food if we're going to be doing these characters.
Select the Thelma Gray. Emily,
we'll take this one on mission. Here we go.
Emily Carr picked up 45 food.
Put your hands
Emily
up!
Emily has been taken by the police.
Oops. That's what I get for not paying attention. Her health is too low.
Select an action. Go on a mission.
So, we lost a character, but that's okay. That happens. That's okay.
Man, go on a
mission. So I didn't take all of my smaller characters with us. I should have left at that point.
Select a mission. The weapon shop.
That's okay. We still have our other two characters. So we need to find out what else is in here. So we've been to the bank. We've been to the weapons shop. We've been to the prison.
The hospital.
We've been to the hospital. We've been to the bar.
The casino. The farm.
And the farm. So we've got two more characters two more areas to go through. The casino is where you get drugs. And more drugs. So let's...
Select the people. Thelma Gray. Shane Davis. Checked.
I'm not going to take my lower level character on that mission. Actually, wait a minute. Yeah, you know what? We'll go through the prison first, and we'll show you how this works. Mostly fighting here. Mostly, that's where that. Hang on. Okay.
Select an action. Shane Davidson is starting to suffer due to lack of food.
Yeah, Shane needs food.
Manage.
So what is
Thelma Gray?
Quickly.
Shane. Select an equip hand on a give. How much? Successfully gave Shane Davidson 10 food. Select a person from the list. Select an action. Go on a mission.
So that's basically the casino where everyone's fighting, and you need to fight and try and get. You can get drugs from there, cash from there. And you can take these drugs and different drugs do different things. But if you become addicted to drugs, other bad things happen to you. And stuff like that. So that's what that does. And as you can tell, it's a little bit more insane than you're used to. And you do lose a lot of health rather quickly in that area. So,
manage items.
Let's go find out what I picked up.
On equip item. Use items. Trash items. There are no items here. What do you want to do? Equip. Select an action. Go on a mission.
So, that's the casino. Let's go to the factory.
Go on a mission. Select a...
I don't think at this current level we can get anything from the factory.
The farm.
But let's try it.
The factory. Select the Thelma Gray. Shane Dave. Checked.
See if we can find the factory.
Knife.
Let's take this guy out for the...
Shane Davidson picked up a bomb and won cash.
There are bombs.
Shane Davidson picked up a mine and 2 cash.
There's something over to our left. Let's go find out what it is.
Shane Davidson picked up a bomb. Shane Davidson picked up a long knife and 3 cash. Shane Davidson picked up a mine. Shane Davidson picked up a long knife and 3 cash.
So now we have bombs, mines, and...
Shane Davidson has leveled up to level 10. Shane's stats are now 288 health, 24 strength, and 24 defense. Select an act, 431 cash. Go on a mission.
So, let's take a look at what we've got now. We picked up some mines, some... and a long knife. So let's switch out our knife for the long knife. I think it might be already in slot 3, but let's go have a look.
Manage characters. Manage weapon. What would you... on a trash weapon. On equip all weapons. So... go back. Shane David. Select one of the slot. Slot 3. Long knife. Power 9.
It is in slot 3.
Slot 2. Knife. Power 3.
So what we're going to do is we're going to quickly...
unequip the long knife. The long knife was successfully unequipped from Shane Davidson. So go back. Slot 1. Slot 2. Knife.
I'm going to switch
long,
out.
Long knife. 2. You have more. Long knife. Power 9. Go back. Long knife. Power 9.
I'm going to switch the knife for the long knife.
The long knife was successfully equipped to Shane Davidson. Select one of the slots in your arsenal to modify. Slot 1.
That has been placed in slot 2.
Select a person from the list. Shane, what would you like to do? Equip and unequip weapons.
So what we're going to do.
Select and go on a mission.
Go.
Manage characters.
So we're going to...
go on a mission. Manage items. What do you want to
make
do?
Make sure we've got
equip
our bombs.
Unequip items. Use items. Equip items. There are no items in the base's inventory. What do you want to
They're
do?
They're already equipped,
equip
so we'll go...
unequip. Use items. Select Thelma Gray. Shane, which item? Four to mine, 1. Pistol cartridge, 12. Bomb, 2. Mine, 2. Go back. Bomb, 4 to mine, 1.
We've got a 4 to mine,
mine, 2.
A mine, bomb, 2 mines, 2. And 2 bombs. So.
Select a person from the list. What do you want to do? Equip items. Select an action. Go on a mission.
For the fun of it, before we go any farther, let me save my data.
Save game. Your data was successfully saved.
The data
select
has been
action.
Saved.
Go on a mission.
So we've gone through all the areas. But let's find out what this bomb actually does.
Man, go on a mission. Select the bank, the prison, the hospital, the bank. Select the people to take. Go back. Select
that's not what I want.
Go back.
Actually, yes, it is.
The bank.
Yes, yes, it is.
Select the thumb. Go back. Shane David checked.
We'll take this guy.
Pistol cartridge, 12. 4 to mine.
Let's see what this mine does on a unsuspecting safe.
Shane Davidson picked up 24 cash. Shane Davidson used a 4 to mine. Pistol cartridge, 5, 2. Shane Davidson picked up 240 cash.
So we're gonna use the long knife.
Long knife.
The Forter mine doesn't do much, it looks like. And we've...
Police!
Shane Davidson picked up a long knife and 39 cash. Shane Davidson picked up a pistol and 31 cash. Knife. Pistol.
Stop!
Long knife. Shane Davidson picked up a pistol and 10 cash.
So we've gotten a couple of pistols. We've gotten a couple of pistols this round. So, let's get out of here. No, you don't. And you can actually get pistols from
Shane
the bank
has leveled up to level 11.
At this level.
Shane's stats are now 306 health, 25 strength, and 26 defense. Select an action. Go on a minute. Emily Carr has been executed.
That was the character we lost previously.
1,356 cash.
So, let's go.
Manage items. Manage weapon. What would you want? Equip trash. Equip hand. Select. Go back. Shane. Thelma Gray. Level 2. Select. Slot 3. Empty. Slot 2. Knife. Power. 3. Select. Long knife. Pistol. 1. Go back. Long knife. 2. Pistol. Long knife. 2. You have more than one. Long knife. Power. 9. The long knife was successfully equipped to Thelma Gray. Select. Slot 3. Long knife. Slot 4. Select. Long. Pistol. 1. The pistol was successfully equipped to Thelma Gray. Select one of the slots in your arsenal to modify.
We
slot
have
1,356 cash.
So we need to give her.
Select a go back. Thelma Gray. Shane Davids. Go
something.
Back. What would you go back? On a equip hand on a go back. Select manage what? Manage items. What on a use items? On a, there are no items in the base's inventory.
We
what
have
you
no
on a, use item. Select go back. Shane. Go back. Mine two. Go back. Mine two. Go. Select go. Thelma Gray. Level 2. Both Thelma Gray's inventory and the base's inventory are empty. What do you want? Select an action. Go on a mission. Exit Psycho Strike.
We need
Config. Save game. Your data was successfully saved. Select an
to
action.
Equip
go on
her.
A exit site. Configure. Save game. Visit the black. Select revolve. Steel shield. 4. Pistol cartridge. 11 cash. Steel shield. 14 defense. 594 cash.
She needs a steel shield, which we're gonna buy her.
How many of this item? 2. Go. 1. Successfully purchased 1 steel shield for 594 cash. So go back.
And we're gonna spend
pistol
the rest of our
cash
on
how many of this? Go. 69.
Pistol cartridges. In this case, we need to actually. Oops. Hang on a second. We're going to buy
17. 32. 34.
34 pistol cartridges. Actually, no, you know what we're going to do? We don't have revolvers yet, so.
41.
We're going to.
51.
Max out our cash.
59. 66. 69. Successfully purchased 69 pistol cartridges for 759 cash. Go back. Revolver cartridge, 15 cash. You don't have enough money for this. Select
that's fine.
The go back. Select
go
and
back.
Manage items.
Manage
what,
items?
Use items. Equip weapons. Thelma Gray. Which I go. Pistol cartridge. Go back. Pistol. How many up? 4.
We're going to equip half of them to my character and half of them
30,
to my
30,
rival.
30, 34,
or not my rival, my other character.
34 pistol cartridges have been equipped to Shane Davidson.
There we go.
Pistol cartridge. Select
we did Shane that by the Vantage Items menu.
Thelma Gray.
So we're going to quickly
which
give
go, pistol card. How many? 35. 35 pistol cartridges have been equipped to Thelma Gray. There are no longer any items here. What
that's
do you want
fine.
To do? Select an action. Manage character. Manage weaponry. Manage items. What do you want to do?
Now equip. That shield we bought, we need to also give that to
there
Thelma.
There are no items in the base's inventory.
Nope.
What do you want to do? Unequip items.
Sorry,
select
wrong go. Menu. It should be the armor menu.
Manage armor. What do you want? Trash armor. Unequip. Equip hand. Select. Thel. Go back. Shane Dave. Thel. Please. Go back. Steel shield. 1. Select the armor you wish. Go back. Steel. The steel shield has been equipped to Thelma Gray. Select a person. Thelma. Go back. Thel. Go. Shane. Please select the. Go. Unequip Shane Davidson steel shield. Go. Select a
my shield
go
is still
back.
There.
What do you want? Go back. Equip hand. Unequip armor.
Which
go.
Is
select
a good
go
thing.
On a go. Manage characters. Select. Go back. Shane has 205 out of 306 health.
And my health is still rising, so while my health
out of 114 health go,
rises,
select,
we
exit, go on a mission. Select the prison.
Are going to go and see if we can help break out another person while we wait for my health to rise up.
Select the people to take with you for Thelma Gray. Unchecked. Level checked. Go, Thelma. Pistol. Glass bottle. 2. Pistol cartridge. 35.
We have the
Thelma Gray has been taken by the police.
Now that was dumb. That's why you should always have more than one character, because crap like that can happen. When I was too focused on being a little more cockier than I should have been, forgetting that this character was not leveled high enough. So, that's what happens there.
Configure options.
I am going to...
Save game. Your data was successfully saved.
But you've basically...
Go on a mission.
Quiet. You've basically seen the game. You've seen each area. And hopefully this basic walkthrough, mistakes and all, gives you an idea of this game. It wasn't a very good walkthrough, but I never said it was professional. Bye, everybody.